out of Focus on the Community. Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. A very important topic today on Focus as we talk about the ROI meetings and ROI and what it is all about. A lot going on in Daviess County, a lot to be excited about, and we're just going to tackle it all here this morning on this week's Focus. Our guest, Bryant Niehoff, the Executive Director of the Daviess County Economic Development Corporation, and on the phone with us, we have Mike Snyder from the Meek Group. Guys, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us and share some great information today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate being here.
You got it. Mike, we'll start with you. This all began with some surveys that went out to Daviess County residents. And I know right off the bat, you were pleasantly surprised and pleased with the responses that you received on these surveys.
Yes, we were. The community really responded positively compared to other ROI communities. Really got a nice high number. We had over 300 people respond to an online survey that's now closed, but gave us really great feedback on quality of place, workforce development issues in Daviess County, and amenities that people would like to see, like broadband and improvements in the exits on I-69 and that sort of thing. And also got 110-plus verbatim comments that were very insightful for the most part, and people took a lot of time to write out in detail what they thought the county should focus on. So it gave us a really great piece of aggregate information to start this process.
Well, let's face it, Mike, we are in a very exciting time here in Daviess County, one of the lowest unemployment rates in the state, and it is booming. I think we have 9 banking centers now here in Washington by itself, which is amazing for a small community. And when you see banks come to a community, that must say something about the community in general, and it must be a growing place and a place to be. That's my opinion anyway.
Well, I would agree, and I would defer to Bryant. He's boots on the ground there. He could tell you a lot of great things about what's the process. But I will say that one of the key things I was very pleasantly surprised to see is I'm on the statewide tech committee with Indiana Chamber, and we had our vision meeting for 2025 on Monday. And most of the things they were talking about, they're trying to achieve in various counties for economic growth and quality of place. Daviess County is already on track for a lot of that and has been, particularly in the past, very, very forward-looking focused to achieve that. But I would also defer to Bryant there for the boots on the ground story.
Absolutely. And Bryant, you know, that was a good point Mike made there. Daviess County has been looking forward from the get-go. It goes back to when we got that interchange there at I-69 where we got the turnoff for Daviess County. From that point, it just spun off and the ideas were booming and we were planning ahead from the get-go, which has been an important part of getting Daviess County to this point.
Absolutely, yes. And there's just so much potential with everything that has taken place here in Daviess County, all of the initiatives that have been started well before I came on board here at the end of this past year. But certainly we want to build upon that progress because we're at a pretty critical time in Daviess County's history. And you know, there's with I-69, with, you know, as Mike mentioned and you mentioned, Dwayne, as well, having such a low unemployment rate, that's what the focus of this plan is, hey, let's focus on bringing people to this community. You know, that's we have a people issue where, you know, every employer you talk to here in the community, they're looking for employees, you know, and we have to create opportunities. We have to compete to the highest level and make work to continue to improve Daviess County and make it as attractive as we possibly can to those that are looking for a home.
So. And it starts, you know, speaking of looking for a home, that's one of the key things that I know was talked about and bannered back and forth at a lot of these meetings, housing and not necessarily the low income housing, but even the middle income housing available here in our community.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, housing across the spectrum. So, you know, we're looking at right now we are in the process with the same group, with the Regional Opportunities Initiative and the Indiana Uplands region, which is the 11 counties comprising the ROI region, Daviess County being one of them. We're involved in honestly wrapping up a regional housing study that has specific strategies for each county, dives into specific details for the region and even a bit deeper into the specific counties. So Daviess County has one of the the lowest vacancy rates in the region. So, I mean, the units that we do have, they're full. And, you know, we need additional housing, everything from starter homes to, you know, affordable housing to, you know, those that are maybe in the higher end as well. So, you know, that's something that's really been a huge focus of this plan, the quality of place and workforce attraction plan, but also at a regional level with the Indiana Upland study as well. So.
Now, with the town hall meetings that just wrapped up last week, I know you were pleased with the turnout, and the feedback was just overwhelming and phenomenal. And that's what it's all about. I said this on the radio last week. You can't have an opinion if you keep it to yourself. You got to get it out there. And a lot of people really spoke up and got the word out about what they would like to see.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. We had, as Mike mentioned, we had over 320 responses to the survey. A lot of those folks and even new faces, quite a bit of new faces, came out to the two meetings that we had this past week. On the 11th and 12th, we had about, over 80 attendees between both of those meetings, around 50 at the Washington event we had on Tuesday. This past Tuesday. And then about 25 to 30 at the Odin Town Hall. So a lot of great feedback, a lot of, great information, everything going from, possibly bringing in the White River and talking about how we can engage that once more for kayakers and canoers and how we can make that as easily accessible for people of all ages and abilities. And, all the way to housing and broadband. So, I mean, there was a lot of really good discussion that is really driving this planning process forward.
Mike, I want to bring you back in. We're talking a lot about broadband, but I think it is so important to really kind of focus on that topic a little bit, because if in the Odin community in particular, I know when we go on location there, sometimes it is hard for us to get a signal out of that community in Odin, Indiana, and it's due to the fact that, especially in rural communities, broadband is just hard to come by, and that is so important for a growing area like Daviess County.
Well, it's a critical issue, and not just at Daviess County, but statewide. That's why the governor has come up with his Next Level program and put out $100 million in grants to try to take care of at least some aspects of rural broadband. But clearly there is such a thing as a digital divide. Wasn't planned, but that's the way broadband is rolled out. And connectivity for jobs, that's related. Broadband is related to every single aspect of this plan. If you want a workforce development, you can't watch a YouTube video on training, or you can't hook up with a remote to work for a IoT company in Indianapolis or on the West Coast, because you don't have broadband connectivity, then everything stops. It's dead in the water. So that's a very complex issue. It's about $50,000 a mile to lay fiber. And so I got kind of the same issue as you did way back when. And the RMCs, when they brought telephone and electricity to rural areas, had to be some kind of collaborative public-private partnership. And a lot of people are looking at that capacity right now, because if you don't have broadband in the future, it's going to be a real limiting factor for the county. So lots of good ideas. We've got a really forward-looking group with RTC, and we're really hopeful that we're going to make some progress there.
Now, that was my next question. What are the steps to get this broadband access to our rural communities, and are the steps being implemented or being put into place?
Well, technically, again, this goes back to my work on the state chamber. We got a lot of dark fiber all through the state, but what we don't have is we don't have the last mile connectivity. So we've got fiber even in Montgomery, but how do we get that across and through the county and some of the areas? So that's one of the great things about this ROI plan, is it's asset-based community development. And so when you take a look at the assets and you take a look at what the people want, there was a real clear voice in Odin. People said, we want infrastructure in the form of broadband, very much like you mentioned. You can't get a cell phone signal in some areas. And I was trying to transmit a file when I was there and had issues with a hotspot. So those are all critical issues. So Brian, I know, has already been involved with some of the private providers, and the state's moving forward. I think Daviess County RTC applied for some of these grants, and I know the governor and administration is looking very hard at options. The state, for the first time, has a director of broadband under the lieutenant governor, Scott Rudd, and that gives you an indication how important this is to the state at large and to Daviess County.
That's great to hear. I know everybody will be excited about that when we turn the corner and get that to everyone, that broadband access. Bryant, back to you. What else did you find in these town hall meetings? What were the community members speaking out for?
So, yeah, I mean, there was quite a bit of discussion on workforce and career training center was a big topic. As Mike mentioned earlier, workforce development being a huge focus of this plan. You know, we had the school superintendents at an earlier quality of place advisory team meeting that took place in mid-May. Actually, Dwayne, I think you were there as well and joined us. So that was really a discussion that has been taking place for a while about how do we build upon some of our technical and career training that we have here. So we have a great partner in Twin Rivers. How do we build upon that progress, maybe expand that presence in Davies County? So there's a lot of energy behind that. I know those have been discussions for a while, but I really feel like this planning process has ignited that again. And that's something in the town halls that you mentioned was a really big topic. You know, we want access to quality technical education because there are so many pathways now for a very high quality career out there. College is great. Don't get me wrong. I'm a Ball State grad, but there are so many other options out there aside from college, and it's not out there for everyone. You can be a CNC operator walking out with no college debt, with an apprenticeship. And making, you know, $60,000, you know, off the bat. It's fantastic. So, you know, there are so many opportunities out there, and there's a lot of energy behind building upon that. So myself and a few folks, actually the schools, went down and we visited the Southern Indiana Career and Technical Education Center yesterday just to take a look at some of those opportunities, what they're doing. It was a phenomenal learning experience, and I think there's a lot of energy behind that in this plan. Some of the other items we heard, you know, some sort of venue for performances. You know, we have an incredibly successful community concert series here in Washington that brings in quite a few folks. I believe it's held in the high school auditorium, right? The Hatchet House. Yes. So, you know, there's an opportunity to build upon that and maybe find a home of its own somewhere centrally located within Davies County or elsewhere in the county. So there were a lot of folks that had a lot of energy behind that. You know, creating an identity for the county. Who are we? What do we want to be? There's a lot of conversation around Glendale and building upon that, about the access to recreational amenities. West Boggs, certainly, some of the opportunities up there. So, you know, are we a recreation destination, you know, for Southern Indiana? Streetscape improvements and focusing on enhancing gateways. Those are a few things that we talked about among so many more. So
great and all important and all great topics that were brought to the forefront. And that's what we said from these meetings. No idea is a bad idea. You know,
sure.
Bring it forward.
Sure.
Because this is your community, and we want you to find it here and stay here and build a home and a family here. That's
exactly
what it's all about.
Exactly.
So every idea is taken into consideration, no doubt about it. Now, as far as the implementation of this, let's talk about how this actually got started. I guess we got to go back to the beginning a bit. There is funding out there now with the 11 counties in this initiative that can be used to pursue some of these options, the way I understand it, right?
That's exactly right. Yes. So this is a part of the Ready Communities program. And really, it's a two-phase program, the first of which we are in right now. And we're wrapping up, quite honestly. So the first phase is planning, you know, the planning grant. So we were awarded a $50,000 planning grant from the Regional Opportunities Initiative to move forward with this process, to work with the community, identify some priorities. And Mike and his team are wrapping up that process right now. They're working with myself and about 7 to 8 other individuals on a leadership team that is really driving this process locally. So we meet with Mike and our other partners with K Global and Group Stellar. They're the other consultants partnering with us on this project. We've been meeting with them weekly to go through this process because it's really been, we've been moving pretty quick, haven't we, Mike?
Yeah, very quickly.
So, we are in the process of wrapping that up. We have a draft in our hands right now, and really that's when the fun part begins because we really have to dive in, make sure that we are as clearly as possible conveying what we heard at those town halls and through the survey and with the meeting with the QPAD and with all the countless meetings we had with the leadership team. And then we're really going to dive into the prioritization. So what are some of those low-hanging fruit projects? You know, what are some quick wins we can get out of the gate here with this process? And then what are maybe some of those mid and long-range projects that we need to start to take a look at as well? Get the ball rolling, but fully understand that that might be a ways down the road. So that's really the phase that we're in right now. Here in the next couple of weeks, we should have a better direction on where that's going. And then we start to take a look at the phase two, right? The implementation phase and talking with the ROI and maybe putting in a request for some implementation funding.
So, exciting stuff. And Mike, yeah. I know that's where your expertise comes in too. A lot of dotting I's and crossing T's with this report, I bet, on your end.
Well, exactly. One of them, as Brian said, we want to make sure that everything gets included and all the voices get expressed. And so we went through, we did a sentiment analysis and the keywords and what everybody said and put a list together of all the projects. As Brian mentioned, there was a lot of interest in a performing arts center. There was a lot of interest in a centralized training center. And looks like there might be some assets in place that can fulfill that in the short term. Of course, that's going to be up to the community. So, you know, personally, what is really gratifying, we've had the opportunity to work with Davies County for a while, and I'm a 1972 Washington High School graduate, go Hatchets. So had some pride there for that. And really, what is really amazing is when we did the first town hall, I stood in that same building 14 years ago when the late Mayor David Abel commissioned a vision study to try and figure out what's the direction. And at that time, in 2005, nothing was happening. We did a survey then, and the survey was quite different in tone and content than what we're seeing under Bryant here, because back then, nobody believed I-69 would be built in their lifetime. There was no Westgate at Crane. There was no effort to marginalize any of that. There was a great perceived real danger of the base closing in 2005 and loss of jobs and catastrophic economic debris and ruin. And it's just amazing to have gone through that process when things look pretty dark and then come back in 2019 and see the vibrancy and people working together and collaborating, lots of great ideas and people talking to each other. And part of the ROI process is to break down silos. And I would say in a large measure in Davis County, the silos are few in some areas, and people are really interested in taking Davis County to a higher level and achieving its potential for people living there now and people living there in the future.
Well, that was well said, Mike. Absolutely. And so true. I remember back in 2005, as you mentioned, things were not nearly as bright as they are now. And we've just seen a turn here in Davies County for the better. And we hear Davies County constantly on the state news as one of the lowest unemployment rates of the state. We talked about that earlier. Continued growth in the county. Lots of opportunities. And I know everybody's waiting for that Cracker Barrel to open up there on I-69. Come on, guys. Make it happen now.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
We're working. We're working hard, Dwayne. We are working hard.
That's the ongoing joke, you know. Every day somebody says, well, I heard there's a Cracker Barrel coming out.
A Cracker Barrel and a White Castle, right? I've heard White Castle several times. Yeah.
Well, it is, you know, we joke about it, but Brian, to just kind of begin to wrap this up now.
Sure.
There is going to be some big things happening out there. It's just, it's patience. And I know we've had a lot of patience so far. But it's going to get there.
That's exactly right. Well, it requires these building blocks to be in place. And like I said earlier, I mean, there's been a lot of progress that has been made here in Davies County in recent years. And, you know, so many minds have been put together. It's not, you know, the direct result of one single person. That has a lot of people have really put quite a bit of time, energy, and resources into bringing Davies County to where it is now. So we're at a turning point with this community where things are about to really, really take off, you know. And with this plan, I have a real hope that this will start to be and build upon you know, our checklist of things that we need to start knocking off our list to really help us compete to the highest level and contribute the best we can to the Indiana Uplands Regional Opportunities Initiative region. So, so yeah, keep waiting on that Cracker Barrel. It might be, you know, those conversations are having with folks that are interested in the I-69 area. I'm not specifically saying Cracker Barrel, but so just wanted to clarify that for the record. But people are certainly interested in Washington, Odin, Davies County at large. So
absolutely. Well, I guess to sum it up, there, strap in the seatbelt and enjoy the ride because it's going to be a fun ride.
That's exactly right.
In the months and years ahead. Mike, we got to close this out. I just leave the floor open for some closing comments for you. Mike Snyder with the Meat Group.
Oh, well, thanks very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be here. I always appreciate the opportunity to work with Davies County. Very vibrant community. It's historically got a lot of history for forward-looking thinking. There's a concept called design thinking where you, it's very popular now, where you prototype things and get them out there and make them work. And Davies County has been well suited for that, even at the organic level without even trying. So really a pleasure to see a lot of things coming together here. I was happy to see my old biology teacher, Roy Wachter, at town hall meeting, and thought, wow, you know, it may take a while, but boy, when it happens big, and just really grateful to see this process, and just encourage everybody this when this process accumulates and we submit and then gets approved, then Brian's got another whole genre to go where ROI and Indiana Uplands Group will be looking forward to seeing proposals on how these things might be developed. So we're just getting our wind and starting to sprint here. So very happy to work with this process. Very happy to work with Brian and his team and help move forward the future of Davies County.
Sounds great, Mike. And Bryant, again, for those that want to continue to follow this, we'll give you your closing thoughts and then how they can continue to follow the progress with this, too.
Absolutely. Yes, that's a great question. So, you know, I want to start off by thanking the MEK group for all of their help throughout this process. This would not have been possible without, you know, them really being those folks that are behind the scenes, you know, pulling together all of the nuts and bolts behind this plan. You know, we and on the leadership team and with the foundation, the economic development group, the chamber, you know, you name it, we can really cast the vision for this process as best we can and keep things moving along. But if it weren't for Mike, Jamie, and the folks with K Global and Group Stellar, this would not be where it is today. So so thanks to them, certainly, for them working with us through the process. But to stay tuned, yeah, I mean, keep in touch with me. You know where to find me. I'm at 219 East Main Street. Feel free to stop in, check in with me on the process, where we're at. Follow our website, follow our Facebook page, the Davies County Economic Development Corporation. But yeah, you'll start to see some information rolling out here pretty soon. We've got to vet it through the process, as I mentioned earlier. But we will be hoping to have a rollout of the plan here in the coming coming months. So stay tuned for that. And if you haven't taken the survey, hop on, do that. You can find that on our website. And we'd love to hear from you.
All right. Well, guys, great information. Thank you so much for taking time to talk with us. Mike Snyder from the MEK Group and Bryant Niehoff, the Davies County Economic Development Executive Director. Great information today. Again, we appreciate it. And just urge folks to stay tuned. And as I said earlier, best way to sum it up, strap in the seatbelt and enjoy a fun ride because it's going to be an exciting time to be a resident here of Davies County in the years to come.
That's exactly right.
Thank you again so much, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Dwayne.
Well said. Thank you.
Focus on the Community presented by the First Federal Savings Bank in Washington. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake. We're inviting you to tune in every Saturday and Sunday as we focus on the community on WAMW.